was. We descended into the old man's dugout. He told the men carrying Sleepy, "That's good. The Standard Bearer and I will take care of him now. Hold on, Sparkle. I want you to double-check on those men I told to deal with the prisoners. We haven't given enough consideration to the possibility of treachery amongst our own people." Sparkle asked, "You want I should look for anything in particular?" "Just keep your eyes open." Croker turned to me. "I agree with you. We need to drown the whole bunch of them. But Lady has a use for them. Waste not, want not, she says. I keep reminding myself that she's supposed to be smarter and more experienced than me. Let's get him undressed. You start at that end." Sleepy was awake but showed no interest in conversation or in anything else. I asked, "Where's my horse, Sleepy?" Croker chuckled. "Good question, Murrigan. You might want to pursue it, unless you prefer to walk to Kotovar." I asked Sleepy several questions. He answered none of them. His eyes would track me and the old man, but I couldn't tell if he understood anything. Croker said, "We could use smoke to backtrack him and find out where he's been and how he lost the beast." I grunted. "We could have Lady sock the little shit with a knockout spell and make him useful for a while. The hard part would be getting her to agree not to hog him all for herself. He was wide awake today. Smoke was. You might better make sure she knows." Croker began poking and prodding Sleepy. "Lot of bruises. Must have gotten pounded around good." Sleepy took it silently, without flinching. "If he was in Catcher's Cave, I saw it happen from 10 miles away. It was, I saw enough." Something was bothering him. He had that air people get when they have something difficult to say and aren't morally convinced of their right to say it, which troubled me. Croker had no trouble barking at anybody but his old lady. "Been catching up on your annals, Murrigan?" "Uh-oh. And I hate to say this, but I don't like them very much. As I recall, you weren't going to dictate what I write." "That's right. I'm not going to now. You got the job, you do it. I'm just saying I don't like what I've been reading. Though you have gotten a lot better in some ways." "You've seen this man naked before." "No, why, should I have?" I had a feeling he was harboring a big beef with my annals. Since he was one of probably no more than 3 people who would read them during my lifetime, I supposed I could get into closer touch with the needs of my audience, or at least pretend to. He couldn't fire me, unless he wanted the job back himself. The only candidate lay before us, still untrained, unpolished, unclothed, and, quite probably, insane. So what am I doing wrong? "You could start by not being so polite. Look at your pal. What's missing?" Sleepy wasn't a boy. "I forgot about the annals. I'll be damned."
"You didn't know?"
"Never suspected. I thought he was kinda short and skinny, but he always was. He was barely out of diapers when he latched onto us in Dejigori. I figured him for maybe 13. He wasn't as sane as he is now. I remember Bucket throwing one of his uncles off the wall for raping him. I kept right on saying him because it was hard to think of Sleepy as anything else despite the lack of evidence right there in front of me. Good soldier?" "He knew. The best. Always makes up for his smallness and lack of strength by using his head, which was something Croker particularly appreciated." "Then let's just forget we didn't see something here. Don't even let Sleepy know you know."